The UN Security Council recently adopted a resolution calling for tougher anti-piracy measures off the Somali coast. One expert says deterring piracy requires a land-based solution with grassroots support. Assistant UN Secretary General for Political Affairs, Taye Brook Zerahun, recently described international efforts to stop Somali pirates as unprecedented. Nevertheless, he said, those efforts are insufficient and called for greater emphasis on deterrence, security, rule of law, and development.
Excellent statements. Question is, you know, what's going to be delivered to make those things happen? And he's right. I mean, in many ways, he occupies a bully pulpit, doesn't he? He's the sort of person who tries to exhort states to do something. He hasn't got any assets of his own, and he needs to draw states into this problem to try and find a solution.
Martin Murphy is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council of the United States and Sari Africa Center.
I think the international community, the international navies, are holding things at the moment. In fact, I'm slightly surprised that the number of attacks haven't increased dramatically now that the current monsoon season is over. And therefore, one suspects that they're doing something right or something's changing on the land in Somalia. And to be honest, I don't know what that might be.
But Murphy expects attempted hijackings in the Gulf of Aden and the Indian Ocean to increase as European countries withdraw their patrol vessels.
They've got so many other claims on their time. Libya has drawn off a lot of assets, and European nations are under fiscal pressure now, and they're cutting their fleets, they're cutting government budgets, which is obviously going to happen here as well. It's going to affect the United States Navy. It's happening with the European navies earlier, and frankly, those assets are not being sent back to the Indian Ocean.
But while international patrols certainly have deterred some attacks, other methods have proven more effective.
To be honest, I think that the most powerful deterrent has not been the navies. It has been the protective measures that the ships are taking and the rapid increase in the number of armed guards. The latest figure that's been suggested to me is that maybe up to 35% of ships transiting the Indian Ocean basin are now carrying armed detachments. You know, that is the thing that's keeping successful hijacks down, although it won't obviously particularly affect the number of attacks that take place.
However, Murphy says use of armed guards, although successful, is not popular among sailors or maritime industry officials.
The sailors don't want it because they didn't go to sea to be fired upon, to have to cower in a firefight, and the ship owners didn't go to sea to have to carry this additional financial burden.
A land-based solution, he says, is what's needed. He proposes a development policy that bypasses government officials and goes directly to community and clan levels. This includes women and business groups and local mosques.
This is very important to look at the whole area that piracy is affecting and say, you know, those are the stable or the semi-stable areas. Those are the areas where we can do development work. Those are the areas where we can get bottom-up projects going. Bottom-up, stress that. It's not going to be top-down through the governments where we've tried so many times before and they've failed or been corrupted or led to disputes. We need to get down into that bottom level.
In addition, he says well-known piracy kingpins need to be targeted at their regional bases. Murphy says arresting or even killing pirates at sea won't solve the problem.
We're picking up, frankly, the expendable, and they are expendable because apparently lots of young men in Somalia are actually dying. They go out at sea and their boat sinks and they don't get anywhere. We must stop thinking that we can stop piracy by picking up these expendable foot soldiers. There's just too many of them. We don't have the capacity to keep them. It's the kingpins that are driving this and the economic circumstances that are driving it that we really need to tackle.
Most nations now view piracy as a criminal act and prefer to address it through the rule of law, not by sinking ships. Murphy says Somalia is a weak and failed state, and not addressing its security and development issues will only allow problems to fester. He says one example of this is the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. He recommends looking at the problems faced by the entire Horn of Africa. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.